And Morphy said, "May I come in?" Poor Grandmama was terrified. "He's going to eat me up," she cried. And she was absolutely right. He ate it up in one big bite. But Grandmama was small and tough. Morphy cried, "That's not enough. I haven't yet begun to feel that I have had a decent meal." He ran around the kitchen yelping, "I've got to have another helping," then added with a frightful leer, "I'm therefore going to wait right here till little Miss Red Riding Hood comes back from walking in the wood." He quickly dressed in Grandma's clothes. Of course, he hadn't eaten those. He dressed himself in coat and hat. He put on shoes. And after that, he even brushed and curled his hair, then sat himself in Grandma's chair. In comes the little girl in red. She stops and stares. And then she said, "Grandmama, what big ears you have." "All the better to hear you with," the wolf replied. "Grandmama, what big eyes you have." "All the better to see you with," the wolf replied. Wolfie sat there watching her and smiled. He thought, "I'm going to eat this child. Compared to her old grandmama, she's going to taste like caviar." Miss Riding Hood said, "But Grandma, what a lovely big fur coat you've got on." "That's wrong," cried Wolf. "Have you forgot to tell me what big teeth I've got?" "Oh well, no matter what you say, I'm going to eat you anyway." The young girl smiles, one eyelid flickers. She whips a pistol from her knickers. She aims it at the creature's head. And bang, 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 she shoots him dead. 2 weeks later, in the wood, I came across Miss Riding Hood. But what a change. No cloak of red, no silly hood upon her head. She said, "Hello, and do please note my lovely furry wolfskin coat."